You do some crazy stuff on screen, man.
No, yeah, I mean, it'd be a completely different podcast if it'd seen what I've been doing half the time. But, you know, that's the joy of it.
Keeping it real out here.
You know, it's the only way we can do it, boys. How we feeling? Feeling a little tired today? What's up?
Yeah. How many matas deep are you right now, Mike?
Oh, dude, I haven't even had one today. I opted for coffee.
Okay.
So nice.
The matcha is the way.
Yeah, I have my little, dude. This is the way. Hey, guys, welcome to the G30 pod. This is Nels with Mike and Timmy. What's up?
What's good, everyone? Yo.
Hitting the ground fast today. We're getting efficient. Mike, I tried to go Instagram live and be hip.
Yeah, I had saw that and I had clicked like a second later and it didn't pop up and I was like, all right, whatever.
We could
do like a little post show Instagram live moment.
We could do that. That's cool. I felt cool. I was like, oh,
all right, well, let's see.
Rocking the tech green around here today. Y'all can't see,
yes, sir.
But that's what we're doing. It's been kind of a quiet week until today. I'm just gonna get it out in the open today, though. My Mixer Cup team is playing Timmy's Mixer Cup team today. Tim, do we have it? You're on Prod's team, right?
No, I'm on.
He's playing me on this team. End.
Yeah, I'm playing Mikey today.
Yeah. So
my bad. I had it mixed up. Okay. So you're gonna square up. You're gonna do like the boxers. You know, what do you got to say, Mike? Yep. What do you got to say to this guy?
I mean, I feel like Dembouz runs a very tight ship, and with a fantastic defense and a great center back partner in Eggy, I feel like we should be good heading into today's game and thwarting the attack before it gets out of hand. So,
sheesh.
Tim, and Eggy's the boat stopper.
Eggy is the boat stopper. I will give him that.
Tim, you're in the attack. So what do you got to say to that?
Yeah, people are forgetting that the three OGs are on the team, man, and we've been freaking beating teams left and right. We only lost one game so far this mixer tourney, so I'm hoping that we get another win, and that'll be our only loss this season.
Mm.
Manifesting it now. I scored today.
Mm, you think so, Tim?
Yes,
can
sir.
Can we run the audio back if you don't score next week?
No.
I'll isolate the audio. Hey, we got some home openers April 25th. It looks like they will allow people to be in the stands.
That's crazy.
That is right. It's crazy.
The real question is, a lot of the pods have been trying to crunch numbers. 20% of the stadium, which is what would be allowed, is about 5,000 people. Question is, do we have 5,000 season ticket members at this point? With a bad year last year with COVID, you think we have 5,000?
I saw a figure that was like 9,500 pre-COVID. 9,
I think that was before. Yeah,
yeah,
Timmy.
Pre-COVID? I don't know.
I saw a lot of people opt out because a lot of people were upset about last season. So
who wouldn't?
I don't know. I know everyone is. But, you know, the script got flipped this season, so we don't know how that's going to go. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people bought for this season as well, seeing the hype all around it.
Yep, and the tech green madness, the tech green fever.
Yeah.
The fucking jersey, dude. It is a jersey.
It's beautiful, though. It's beautiful. It is beautiful. But it doesn't mean anything if we don't win.
If we don't
To your point, Mike. That's fair.
I mean, I'm not in the business of a season ticket, looking into a season ticket membership at all. But like, you would imagine after how shitty of a season we had last season that the prices would have assumably dropped, right? So, I mean, maybe more people bought into it now than, let's say, if we went into the playoffs and like made our way into a finals, you know? So, I mean,
I'm getting charged based on my 2021 rate, like what it would have been without COVID. I've been told by my rep that what I have paid in, I think I paid like half of the total because I was paying monthly. Whatever I've already paid is like a bank of money I have to apply to tickets.
Yeah.
Right. So there was this whole question of like, do you have to pay for the tickets individually if you've been paying lately? And basically it's just, you have credit and
and it rolls over.
Yeah. Yep.
For sure.
So that's cool. They're heading to San Diego. Timmy, you have any news on that?
Yeah, I saw a lot of the G's players' Instagram stories, and it said they were heading to the SD, San Diego, for their upcoming preseason game tournament. It's already happening this next week, I think it is.
Let me pull that date up real quick. Mike, while I pull that date up, you want to tell us about that Landon Donovan video you shared with us earlier in the week?
Oh, which one?
The one where he's talking to the team. What did you say?
Oh, yeah. Really so speaking of San Diego, Donovan obviously is the head coach there, the manager. And I had never seen Donovan behind the scenes. Like, I'd never seen him, like, approach his team and talk to a team. I've only seen pressers and that one incident where he had to take San Diego Loyal off the field a few months ago, which I thought was really cool that he had did that. I was shocked because I was like, holy shit, he is such a quiet person, but he's fucking intimidating. He's like,
yeah,
if you guys don't want to play for the Loyal, if you guys don't want to win, I'm letting you know today, you can get the fuck out because we win. Yeah, or the vision is to win. And I was like, oh shit, okay. So it's interesting. I mean, I love LB, but you know, I also want to take a moment because I'm not surprised, but I'm disappointed in all of you guys that voted for Landon Donovan on the Twitter poll.
Your poll didn't go the way you thought it would, eh?
No, I had sent that out, and I mean, like, duh, we run a Galaxy podcast, but damn, I would have expected a little bit more from you guys. I'm a little disappointed.
And Rolandinho came at you, didn't he?
Yeah, Rolandinho. In it. Stay in Portland, fam. Stay in Portland.
Why don't you go buy a Valeri jersey?
Yeah, buy a Yimichara jersey. Fuck out of
here. We love our...
Love you, Roland.
Rolandinho. Yeah, man. Mixer Cup love. It's been great. The Mixer Cup has been cool. It's been super fun. Yeah, our community's been growing. The Xbox isn't quite the PlayStation League yet, but, you know.
We're getting there.
We're going with it. So the San Diego game, doubling back to that, is March 20th. So that is coming. So it's not this week.
Literally it's 9 days.
It's next week. Yeah. Yep.
It's great.
That is insane.
I don't know if we're going to be able to see it. I hope somebody streams it. We'll have that information for you if we find out, you know. But they're heading down there. Geez, this week the news was quiet, you know, more training until we officially signed Timmy has dubbed Lil Dreamy. Tell us about Lil Dreamy, Tim.
Today we signed Samuel Granser, aka the Little Dreamy. It's just crazy because he plays a lot similar to him, but he's a lot more athletic. I think it's because of his age, but you can tell that this man can put his boot on the he's younger. He can put the boot on the ball. He has a shot. I don't know if you guys saw the highlights, but that kid has a shot. Oh my God, mm-hmm. That shit was amazing. But then again, he has the other highlights where he's, you know, the little princesita, Neymarcito vibes kind of thing. But hey, we need that. But if he can put, you know, his passion into the crest and the love for the club, man, he could win my heart immediately.
So I got a little background info. I have a teammate that goes by the name French, my boy French. If you listen to this, I don't know if he does. Shout out Frenchie. But I asked him, he's French from France, and he's a Marseille fan. He had insight on Alessandrini when he came over. French had some stuff to say about that. Drini wasn't loved at that time. But I asked him about Granser, and basically what he told me was that he's a guy in the French system who he's like one of the guys you hear, oh, he's going to be great. He's going to be great, but he hasn't broken out yet. He kind of was like one of their youth prospects.
Oh,
he's like one of the guys that didn't make the cut. And I mean,
so that's like a Giovinco.
Kind of. Very kind of. Potentially.
It's potential. Oh my God. That is crazy.
So, I mean, I'm not a huge Ligue 1 fan. I don't really know how it goes over there outside of PSG. But it's not like he was balling it up.
It looked like he was extra, catching pine, you know, a little bit.
But maybe a move is good. Maybe he gets the Alex Hunter treatment.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. So,
I'm happy to see fresh faces around here, man.
Yes, the new French winger. I love to see it.
I like the fresh face. I like him. But from what I've seen, I mean, it's hard to break out in France when you have rising stars. You have Kylian Mbappe, World Cup winner at the age of 22. He's won it all at the age of 22. Yeah. You have Ousmane Dembele, who I know who struggled for fitness ever since he arrived at Barcelona. Yep. And who else do you have? You have
Conte, like all those guys.
You have Conte, Pavard. You have a lot of Pogba, promising Griezmann. Talent.
Yeah. So, like, if you're Granser and, like, Griezmann's over there, you know what I mean?
No,
like, it's hard.
It's hard. hopefully it's just a matter of fact if he is just not like a generational talent, and hopefully he's a step below. But I mean, when you play in France, you have to be generational.
Yeah. Well,
all those guys are fantastic.
Yeah. It's like Drini, man. He broke out here, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. He's strong on the ball, though. I saw that. I took that down. He's super strong.
Cool. I think so. He plays on the right primarily, but he can play on the left.
The left.
I don't know if this was a compliment to our winger on the left or the replacement for the winger on the left. But I think as much as I'm sick of it, and it seems like all of the pods are sick of talking about it, we're all getting to the point where we're sick of talking about it now. But I think we have to clear up a little bit, our position a little bit, or you know, we can each go around and talk about our individual positions on the Pavon drama, because it has escalated now
a lot.
So I don't know. I don't know which one of you want to go first, but go for it.
Mike, you take the mic, bro.
All righty. If you've been listening to the podcast for the past few weeks, I'm the one out of the three here where I feel like I've been very not open to entertaining his shit for one. Those are serious allegations, and I understand those are allegations, and he has now been charged.
Well, not
charged.
It's a little different.
It's different in Argentina.
It's like officially.
It's like officially a problem now.
It's officially a problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
My stance on that is that, you know, it's innocent until proven guilty. And I understand that with these sort of allegations, they are very sensitive. And once again, when we had the Community G boys on, or if we were over there, we had talked about getting it right. I feel like in sports and in around the world, there's this kind of thing is common within athletes. We see it all the time. And I'd like to tail to something that happened at the other club that I support. There's a young winger by the name of Callum Hudson-Odoi. He caught bench for about a month because he had similar allegations, but they resolved it and they resolved the court case in a matter of a month or two. My logic behind this is that if this still hasn't been solved, and granted, I know it's the Argentinian legal system, which I'm not a lawyer, I think that there has to be some substance to it, or not this would have been figured out. There's no way you have like a high profile player or a high profile, you know, presence and don't get that figured out with some sort of like urgency, you know?
It's so just for you, I'm hearing you say, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm hearing you say that, you know, give Christian his day in court, but at the same time, like a high profile issue like this isn't dragged out if there isn't substance to it.
That's exactly. What
you're
saying.
Yep.
Okay.
Because Callum Hudson-Odoi was in and out of court in 2 weeks and nothing was filed against him or false reports. But granted, that is England. This is Argentina.
And well, I'll say my thing when it's my turn. But go ahead to me.
Oh man, that was a big step back. I would say a big, huge 10 steps backwards to where we were. Because in the beginning, we talked about, like, you know, they were just accusations at first. They were just claims that, you know, he did do it. But when the charge came up, things got a little bit different because now it's official. Like, it's officially now that he's been charged with sexual assault. And that, like how Mikey said, it is a very sensitive topic. But I, from my perspective, I believe now that since it's a lot more of a problem now and now that it's more official, I'd say that we move on. And we use that DP spot on possibly any other position we need. A cam, an offensive, you know, use that money somewhere else. But I just think it's the novella should now be put to rest. It's done. But now I believe it's time for us to move on. I've officially stated my case.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think to cap what both of you have said and to add a little more, we got a little heat, I think, on Twitter earlier in the week because we were all on the same page. You know, it's done.
Yeah.
I don't think that. Okay. So look, I think we should make it clear. Our position is not that you should go with like a torch and like execute Christian Pavon without his day in court. I don't think anybody is saying he doesn't deserve his day in court.
Yeah. Nobody's saying that at all.
Nobody's saying that. I think it's important to make sure that he and the lady get their day in court. No one's talking about the lady's day in court. Like, the lady should get her day in court too, right? And if he did it, then he's guilty. If he didn't do it, then he didn't do it.
Exactly.
But at this point, the fact that it's even a possibility, us being such a high-profile club that has standards, and we have gotten rid of people for less, it would be a bad look for us to get it wrong, like we've been saying for weeks. It's not about even beyond did he do it, did he not do it? Like, he should have his day in court, right?
Exactly.
Aside from that, we shouldn't be having to deal with it as a club. It should be done. I think we're too high profile. We have too big a platform to have like a maybe
harbor that attention.
A maybe he did it guy on the team. You know, I don't know if I'm articulating, like, no one's saying don't give Christian his day in court. Fine. But I'm sick of dealing with it.
Uh-huh. It's like you guys finally showed up to the party.
Now because it was made official. Now it's a different story. The script kind of flipped on us a little bit. So now it's official. Yeah, there's always two sides to a story, but now we need to hear both sides because now it's official.
And it's a thing for me too. I have no sympathy for shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
exactly.
It's not. It's really not tolerable, and especially being the Galaxy and being in a place like Los Angeles, where we like to welcome everybody. And we like to have a great big family. Mm-hmm. You either shut up and nut up and do what is right. And if you did something wrong, and even if it's the up in the air where it's like, oh, did he do it? Did he not? Like you said, like, we're too big of a high profile club. There's more players. There's literally, I can't even name how many other players we could sign with that $10 million. Like, he's not the be all end all of like Argentinian talent. He's fantastic.
He's great.
He's great. Yeah.
But he's not worth harboring all that negative attention.
No, and he's not he's not worth damaging the reputation of the club. And immediately, like, the other side of this, now we have to think about, like, what people are going to come back and say to us. Like, what about Kobe, right? One, Kobe was 20 years ago. RIP Kobe, right?
Yes, rest in peace.
And I'm not saying this shit was okay then either, but it was kind of different. And Kobe spent the rest of his life recuperating that. He did a lot for women's basketball. He did a lot for his daughter's life. He worked the rest of his life, RIP, to rehabilitate his image. And I think that's fair. And I think Christian should get the chance to do that too, if he's guilty, right? You were wrong. You do the time, you do the crime, you do the time. If you want to rehab, cool. If you don't give a shit and you're an asshole, fuck you. Either way, I don't want that energy around the club.
Mm-hmm. No
way. And that's what it is, you know?
Shit, I wasn't even around for the Kobe stuff.
No. Have your day.
Yeah, me neither.
Have your day in court. I hope you the best. I want you to rehab. I want you to be healthy. I want you to work the rest of your life to make it right. Have peace, man. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
But not here. Like, I don't, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Watch us get in trouble.
Yeah.
We're all ready to move on, though, I think.
We already talked our shit, bro. Fuck it. Let's move on.
Run the credits. Yeah. Okay. So, look, we've kind of have a policy around here about talking about the other team.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
We don't really touch it.
We don't touch it. I know, like, people have said a lot that sometimes we get caught up so much in them, like, when we should be focusing on ourselves. I agree.
Yeah.
But I couldn't leave this one alone today after Timmy showed me. Mm-mm. How the fuck, pardon my language. Got to put the little parental advisory on. How the fuck is that team favored to win the league again?
At a plus 500 odd, too.
Like, plus 500.
It's getting ridiculous. It's getting really ridiculous. And Mikey?
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous.
Someone needs to take Taylor Twellman out of whatever secret office he's making these things.
Yeah, seriously.
Seriously. But to point out before what you were going to say, Mike, a lot of those fools that love to freaking put their, you know, that love to suck off LAFC, they all work for ESPN, which LAFC, I think, is like affiliated with ESPN. I believe, in a way.
They have like, it is. They have like that series out or whatever.
Yeah, on ESPN. Yeah,
exactly.
Plus.
So all and all those foods that support them all work for ESPN. So it makes sense. But like, dude, they like overbear it with the sellout attitude. I'm not for it.
But this is the thing that wasn't even from ESPN. That was from MLSsoccer.com.
Exactly. And that's even
like,
more
that is
crazy
from the
part.
Lead. Oh, God.
Why? We are 13th. And to be completely honest with you, I think that's high. We should be lower than 13th.
Because we're not proven yet. Because we're not proven yet.
We are not proven. How the fuck are you going to tell me a team that has choked in every game and has done nothing but sign youth play? I mean, we have two, but sign youth players in the offseason.
Yep.
And when we get into the season, I think y'all will come to find like we have eyes kind of all over the league, and we like to incorporate information like we'll know about the teams we're playing, right? So like that's how we know this, not because we're all like stocky
deluded
but,
Galaxy
like,
fans.
Or haters.
But like whatever, have your team over there. But like, how is the league gonna do that? And I tell myself every time, I'm not gonna be surprised when it happens. And then,
but it's like, fuck, dude, that's like their kin, dude. That's like their child. They protect them so much.
I got triggered today. Sorry.
I realistically, if I were to redo this top five here that they've presented us with,
can you give us the top five?
You don't put LAFC at one for me. I would do.
Can you like read us the top five?
Yeah. The favorites? Top five currently at a 500 betting odd. You have LAFC at number two. You have the Seattle Sounders at a +800. Betting odds. You have the defending champions, Columbus Crew SC, at a +900, NYCFC at 1,000, Philadelphia Union at 1,200, tied with Toronto at 1,200. Granted, I feel that order is okay. Not the order. I feel like the top six that they have here, the tied for five, the six teams that they have on the front, I feel like those teams are all fine to have there. For me, it's the order that is...
How are they ahead?
Unsettling.
How are they ahead of the Sounders and the Crew?
And the Crew that just won. That's ridiculous.
I would do Sounders at one, Crew at two, LAFC at three. Fair.
That's fair.
And then 4, 5, 6 would be NYCFC, Philly, and Toronto FC.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
The league office is so up their ass.
Yes.
I just don't understand.
And the thing is too, with all the other expansion teams, it's like they haven't shown love to Miami.
Nope.
Really. They haven't shown love.
You see Bex do the crossbar challenge today?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he did that. I didn't get to see it.
Yeah, they posted it. He was at their training down there in like a training kit, and like he did a little
just
like,
getting down with the boys.
A little chippy. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I just don't understand the appeal. And granted, we've taken trips to that stadium. We've seen that team play in person. Every time I've left that stadium, going to a Galaxy game on the other side of town, I have never been impressed with any of their performances and walked away being like, yeah, they handed it to us. The only time I can be like, realistically, they did it to us was in playoffs when we had went, and that was awful. But that was also like
the worst day of my life.
That's where you forge.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, I don't get it.
It's just weird. I just wanted to talk about it. You know, I was like half joking and like pissed about them, but I thought I wanted it to be, and I think we covered it well, the top five favorites. Like it's cool to start thinking. I'm excited to start thinking about talking about games, man. We've been milking it, finding shit to talk about, and I think we're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, now we're actually gonna get like some concrete, like talking points.
Yeah,
but also they're forgetting that their biggest player tends to hide in the biggest games ever. I mean, where was he against Cruz Azul? Think about it, boys.
Yeah, dude, that's the thing. Chokers. Notice.
AKA the Clippers of the MLS. Hot take right there. I know Clippers, we got some Clipper fans. Mm-hmm. I know we got some Clipper fans listening, but I mean, think about it. What have they won, dude? Let's be
haven't won shit. They hang their selfies in the Staples Center.
Exactly. And their two biggest players choked. Freaking 20-point lead.
Pandemic,
but you know what? That's
and Kawhi. Yeah, anyway.
We just lost a third of our listeners.
Manny from Community G is like, fuck you guys.
It's like, hey, respect, Manny. Shout out, Manny.
Shout out
Manny and Kevin.
To the Community G boys, too.
Also in the Mixer Cup tonight. That'll be dope.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I want to take a minute to shout. I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble or if I'm allowed to say this or not.
Say it.
But I was one of the people who purchased the community kit. Also, it's bullshit that that's just the theme of the year, the community kit. Like Dallas released their community kit. It's just like a white shirt. It's weird. So that's weird. But beyond that, mine was one of the ones that came with no patches. And a good friend of the show, CSAN07, let me know that Nikki's is doing the patches for probably more than the stadium will do. But give them a call. And if you are somebody looking for the patches, Nikki's will help you. So shout out to Nikki's. They're dope. I got mine done today and it was not a problem at all. But Tim, you have shout out to Nike here to Nikki's. Yeah, my bad. Was me.
Oh,
it's all good. It's okay.
I thought you meant to put Nike. I thought it was a typo.
show notes drama. Okay. So Mike's corner. How do you feel about the patch drama?
Honestly, it's
do you like the jersey with the patch or without the patch? And what do you think in general about the patch drama?
I don't know. I feel like I've been building my jersey collection pretty extensively for the past 2 years. I've bought every Chelsea kit for the past 5-6 years. I've had my fair share of Galaxy kits, I have my fair share of USA Madrid kits. I like to collect jerseys. And when I like to buy jerseys, I like to buy them how they are worn on the field. That is my preference. What I think about the patch drama is I think it is fucking stupid. Yep. How are there four different versions of an authentic jersey? An authentic jersey is something that is worn on the field. What the players wear on the field should be on the authentic jersey. I don't think I'm wrong in that opinion.
No, and granted, like our authentics, like they still get nicer ones.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like the professional ones.
You sell an authentic, have it have the honey patch, have it have the stars, have it have the league patch. And I just don't get it. I feel like this all could have been so easily avoided if they just didn't sell it through three different websites and three different people. You're selling three different authentic jerseys on Adidas, at Team LA, at your local soccer shop. Like, I just don't get it. If you would do it, like literally any other team has done it.
Yep.
If like literally any other team, I've never had a problem with the jersey or buying patches.
Oh, they had a bunch at Nikki's too. So if you're still looking for one.
Yeah, head on down to Nikki's and get yourself a new Tech Green.
Yeah,
for real.
Tech Green. Okay. Well, shout out to Timmy. You had shout out to the other pods here.
Because we got some shout outs from the community boys. We were in their chat for a little bit of their last stream, aka podcast. They showed us some love in the chat. We really appreciate that. Shout out to the community stream. They had a really dope show that other day. It was really cool.
They did. And I wanted to just talk a little bit about our performance. We hit our weekly goal. I won't tell you what number that is, but we hit it last time in like a day or two. And it had never happened that fast. Like not even the Kai show did that.
Not even the Kai.
So thank you for coming back and listening. Even if you agree, if you disagree with our takes, whatever.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, people are coming back. So thank you very much. What else? Let's shout them all out. Corner of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Riot Squadcast. Nag Boys. LA is our house. Oh, Galaxy Guy Podcast. Hugh.
And straight from the stands.
Straight from the stands. Can't forget them ever. Dude, Total Galaxy on Instagram. Galaxy Weekly now. There's
Galaxy History.
Galaxy History. A lot.
Mad.
We're growing. Wow.
Yeah.
I know. Galaxy History, that dude's the GOAT. That's crazy.
Yep. And he provided the material for our first show. So shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was nice.
Cool. Yeah, Corner of the Galaxy pretty much get our official data to understand. So you know we're not completely wrong. So we got there are double checkers. So we appreciate them. Big shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to them and you know. That's always good for info. We're a heavily opinion show. I think we'll report a little bit more when the season starts, but that's our 30 minute boys. Mike, you want to shout out the socials?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening on this week's episode of the G30 podcast. If you guys want to come check us out on Twitter, it is the @G30 podcast. And if you guys want to check us out on Instagram, we are there too. And we'll probably be doing some version of a live show soon. And that is also at the G30 podcast. That is the G30 podcast. And yeah, boys, that'll be it for me today.
Sir. So I am SpicyTaco118 at Twitter and SpicyTaco18 at the Instagram. And make sure to follow G30 on Twitter and Instagram at G30 podcast.
Dope. And I am Nels, CountChalk786 on Twitter. And we will see you next time. Peace.
Peace out, y'all. Peace.